CliffCentral.com.
All right. Yesterday, Ben did what he thinks is a bit of a spoiler because he eventually watched that episode of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
But he actually was completely innocent. He was just talking about, you know, what he thought might happen with the White Walkers. And
it was a complete shot in the dark. Really,
by the way,
was.
If you're still one of those people who needs an extra day to watch the show, then you give yourself... we will stop talking about this at 21 minutes past, all right? You can come back if you're listening live now. What an episode, though. I've been waiting to talk about this since I saw the pirated download on, what was it, Thursday? I wasn't going to wait.
I don't think a lot of people waited once they found out there's a leaked episode.
No.
I think I was the only one that waited.
Mm.
Yeah, well, you know what? Good for you. At least some people follow the rules. I couldn't be... The best scene for me in the whole... And I have watched it a couple of times, I'll be honest. I've watched this Game of Thrones episode a few times now. And, like, two or three times. It is superb. But there's one scene that just struck me as being absolutely brilliant, and it's the most unexpected scene. It's where the Hound... I mentioned this yesterday. The Hound and... the ginger guy, the wildling, are talking to each other. It's one of the best dialogue scenes in television, and I'll tell you why. Because this is how men talk when they begrudgingly respect each other. This is how, like, alpha males talk to each other. And I want to know if girls can completely understand this, or whether men need to go for therapy, or whether this has always been from time immemorial. The only reason they included this scene in the show was because it's very funny, A, and B, this really is how guys talk to each other when they are as close as they can be to affectionate without losing their alpha male status. Do you know what I mean?
Completely.
With another man. Just exactly listen to this, and you'll see what I mean. This is genuine, like, brotherhood. And I don't think a lot of girls would understand this, so listen carefully, ladies. It's not going to spoil the show for anybody.
You're the one they called the dog. Fuck off. You told me you were mean. Are you born mean or you just said wildlings?
I don't give two shits about wildlings. It's gingers I hate.
Gingers are beautiful. We are kissed by fire. Just like you.
Don't point your fucking finger at me.
Did you trip into the fire when you were a baby?
I didn't trip, I was pushed.
Ever since you've been mean.
Will you fuck off?
I don't think you're truly mean. You have sad eyes.
You want to suck my dick, is that it?
Dick?
Cock.
Ah, dick. I like it.
Bet you do.
No, it's pussy for me. I have a beauty waiting for me back in Winterfell. If I ever get back there. Yellow hair. Blue eyes. Tallest woman you've ever seen. Almost as tall as you.
Brienne of Tarth.
You know her?
You're with Brienne of fucking Tarth.
Well, not with her yet. But I see the way she looks at me.
What does she look at you? And she wants to carve you up and eat your liver?
You do know her.
We've met.
I want to make babies with her. Think of them. Great big monsters. They conquer the world.
How did a mad fucker like you live this long?
That's it. That's the whole thing. By killing people, he says. It's just the most awesome scene because this is never really put on film that much, this kind of thing. That's how guys talk to each other.
But I also feel like where the show is right now, they kind of share characters like that because you almost feel you know them so well. That wouldn't have happened in the first couple of seasons.
No.
A conversation like
no,
that.
No, you need to know them, right? Yeah.
But the best part about that scene is later on when they're fighting the dead, the White Walkers, there is a moment where the red-headed guy seems like his life is about to end, and then what's-his-name over there comes back and he helps him. He saves his life.
Yeah, well, exactly.
So, you know.
You could see that's genuine affection. Now, you know, this is kind of the weird thing about men, is if you were a... if you were an observer and you saw these two talking to each other like that, you'd go, wow, they really are horrible people and they hate each other. But that's how men talk to each other when they actually begrudgingly respect each other, right?
Yeah, that's exactly how every round of golf is for me.
Right, and I've often said to people who will see me and my friends being rude to each other and talking to each other like, you know, like there's animosity, or like we're arguing, or like we're angry. That's actually very healthy, normal social behavior. It's when, I mean, the day I ever have to go, oh my God, I'm so sorry, you know, tell me your story, tell me how you feel. Then you know there's something wrong. You know, I've completely, like a couple of circuits have gone crazy and wired themselves incorrectly, and there's something going wrong in my brain.
I once had a chat with this guy at this golf course, and then this other guy who I was playing with that day just said, you do realize the two of you just insulted each other for 5 whole minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, yeah.
You must be pretty good friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's just a different wiring circuit.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's all it is.
Women would not talk to each other. I've heard you talk to someone who I know you like, my buddy.
Mm.
And you've spoken like that a little bit. But yes. It's not the genuine default setting for women. You don't sit there and start insulting each other.
No.
But for Mabale Moloi personally, yeah. It is. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But that's because she's also a little bit fucked up.
Yeah, she's a bitch. She's a major, major bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we're more nurturing.
Yeah.
You're more abrasive.
And if you hear men talking like that, do you think, oh, my, they've got such problems?
No, I think it depends. I mean, I think the older you get as a woman, you understand that, well, guys speak a different language. And then also, if you grew up around guys, like if you have older brothers or you grew up in a setting where you were surrounded by a lot of guys, you get it fairly quickly that, oh, well, there go those Neanderthals loving each other again.
Right, Neanderthals. You know, it's where we are. We're happy to admit it.
Yeah.
You know, for me as well, going into an all-boys school, high school.
Yeah.
It was a bit of like, what? Why are you guys so like rude to each other? What is this?
Yeah, and especially for you, because you grew up in a house full of girls.
All girls, and also my father as well is like very, you know, caring, affectionate man.
Yeah.
So we don't even have this, you know, sort of.
So see, we're essentially
in our relationship.
So on the show here, we're essentially broadening you with being just such rough bastards.
Well, after 5 years. At an all-boys school as well. This is like nothing now. Because boys are just rough.
I mean, if I had to read an email from a friend of mine, this is from my best friend. I was the best man at his wedding. His email goes like this. Douchebags to me and my other friend. Aside from the grim reality that you're both getting even fucking older, further manifesting itself this weekend, the unimaginable tragedy is that I shall be unable to contact you on your days of doom to commiserate, as I will be completely off the grid this weekend. So please don't cry big crocodile tears if you don't hear from me on Saturday. I will be in touch once I'm back in a spot with reception, i.e. I'm not being rude.
Mm.
You old cunts, E.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, okay, all right. Yeah, you see. I mean, just that opening,
you know,
I mean, just that opening douchebag.
Right, yeah, exactly.
It kind of sets the tone.
And then the other friend replies, well, aren't you a ray of fucking sunshine on a tempestuous and stormy day?
No.
Don't worry, dear. Even though technology cannot bridge the impending chasm between us, I know that I will be tenderly wrapped in your heart on Saturday, as is the case every other day. Look forward to catching up once you are back in civilization. And this is how we talk to each other.
What's the most conventionally affectionate thing you've ever said to one of your male friends?
I'm sorry your grand died.
That's the extent
that's
of...
That's the furthest. Yeah. Not a... You've never said like... You're hey, like, man. Oh, hey. Love you, bro.
Hey, man. I'm sorry your grand died. Yeah, but if I said that, I'd be drunk. They'd know straight away. You do that when you're drunk. it just seems like the more mean and nasty and rude you are,
the more you really
the more you
love
like
them.
Someone.
Yeah,
because you're never going to be that impolite with someone you don't like.
Mm. Even though you really want to.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Someone you don't like, you're going to be. I find myself. Look, I'm not an impolite person.
Yes.
I know that. There are people who've heard me express an opinion or they've seen me on TV and then they assume that I am rude. My default setting is to be impolite. I'm very careful and courteous in real life. But around the people that I like the most, I find myself being, you know, sarcastic and all of that stuff.
It's got to do with actually wanting to engage. So if someone says, hi, how are you today? And you go, yeah, I'm fine, how are you? That's like, this is all we've got. But if someone says, hi, how are you? And I say, well, I look a whole lot better than you, you grumpy old git.
Yeah.
That's the desire to engage. There Therefore, yeah. I want to actually have you in a conversation because I hold you dearer than the average person.
Amanda, are you confused by this behavior?
No, I experienced this with my brother, my older brother. He does this to me.
Is he rude to you?
Like, yeah, him and his friends, they're just ridiculous. The stuff they send me and when they need to message me and how they talk to me.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's sort of slightly disrespectful.
Yeah, but no.
But in an affectionate way.
Yeah.
No, I got you.
But it also comes down to how, remember a while ago there was that pickup artist craze? There was those books that were going around.
Yeah.
And their whole thing was that if you can like subtly insult girls, then they'll like you more. And there were all these little tests that went around, and it became like such a fashionable thing.
I don't know if that
works. There was a TV show around it.
Oh, I remember that. It's kind of like how if a boy was pestering you in primary school, an adult would probably say, oh, it's just because he likes you.
Yeah, the throwing sand in
the pulling of your bra strap or whatever.
Yeah.
It's bra strap.
Okay, high school then. No, primary school.
No, but that is the thing. Yeah, when girls started wearing bras.
No, I'm not disputing that. That's just a very forward move for a young child.
Times have changed.
Yeah, but it all comes down to the fact that it's something that it shows that there's a connection. So even though it'd be like, hi, I think you're really pretty, a girl would be like, oh, whatevs. And then you go, well, I bet you think you're prettier than you really are. They're like, what the hell? What did you just say?
Yeah, right.
See, I don't know. For me personally, because words matter,
yeah.
I do not find that flattering at all.
Until the guy's good looking, see it, and you're like, ooh, feisty.
No, you will get a punch in the throat if you say something like that to me.
Punch in the throat? Look at how alpha male you've said.
No.
This butt, calm
down.
It is
so not
true. Rot, don't stop it. See, you're getting very aggressive. Rot.
No, it's like, oh chick, you are too. Do you think you are? I'm like, do you know who I think I am?
Oh, nobody gives a shit.
Oh, okay.
All right. CliffCentral.com.